Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm one of your hosts, Christopher.
And I'm the other one today, Jeffrey.
All right. Today, Jeffrey, we're going to be talking about health, right?
Yes. The name of the article which we will discuss is Feeling Sick at School, which is a terrible experience. Have you ever been sick at school, Chris?
Yes, I have. I've been sick many of time at school. It's never a good experience.
Well, in my experience, it's really tough because when I'm not feeling well, I don't think that my brain really is working at its best. It's hard to pay attention to the teacher. And if I have a test to take, I'm scared that my score might be lower on that day.
Especially if you have to keep wiping your nose.
Yes, that can be bothersome. Well, let's get to our article and discuss what Lucas and Lucy are up to at school.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Feeling sick at school.
Lucy and Lucas are jogging around the track in gym class.
Come on, Lucy. Run faster. You're falling behind.
I'm doing the best I can. Today just isn't my day.
What's the matter?
To be honest, I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Now that you mention it, you do look a bit sick. Let's take a break.
Lucas and Lucy stop running and walk to the side of the field.
I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, I started to feel a bit dizzy.
Maybe it was something you ate today.
I don't think so. I had my typical breakfast of oatmeal and eggs, and I felt fine up until a few minutes ago.
In that case, I think we should get an expert's opinion.
You're right. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Come on. I'll walk you to the nurse's office.
Okay, let's go.
Lucy and Lucas head to see the school nurse.
All right, our article begins with a scene description. Lucy and Lucas are jogging around the track in gym class. All right, so the word gym, it's a noun. We spell gym, G-Y-M, gym. It's kind of a tricky word because there are a few definitions for it, but the way it is being used here means physical education, as in like a physical or a PE class. But gyms are also large rooms with weights for weightlifting, and other exercise equipment.
So a lot of adults go to gyms as well. They sign up for a membership. They pay money every month to visit this building where they can exercise their body and also take classes. There are fitness classes, maybe a dance class or a kickboxing class, because there are all different kinds of ways to get in shape. Now, Lucy and Lucas are running around the track in their gym class, which is a class you take at school. And Lucas starts off and he says, "Come on, Lucy, run faster. You're falling behind." So I guess Lucy is not running very quickly and she's falling behind, which means she is not running as fast as Lucas is.
That's right. She says, "I'm doing the best I can. Today just isn't my day."
Well, Lucas wants to know why. What's wrong with Lucy? And he says, "What's the matter?" So if we think there's a problem, some issue that somebody has, we'll often say, what's the matter. A matter is kind of a situation where there could be something special going on. So what's the matter? What's your problem? Why are you so slow today?
She says, to be honest, I'm feeling a little under the weather. Okay, to be honest. Honest is an adjective, and it means telling the truth or able to be trusted and not likely to steal or take something of yours or cheat or lie. So when she says to be honest, she's like, if I can tell you the truth, I'm feeling a little under the weather. And under the weather just means slightly ill. If you've got a headache or you don't feel like your normal self, you could say you're feeling under the weather. This is also our shortcut for you, so let's take a look or listen to an example for feeling under the weather.
Shortcut for you.
What's the matter, Pat? You don't look too well.
I feel really under the weather.
But you're inside. The cold weather is out there.
If someone is under the weather, it means you feel ill or sick.
Oh, right. Under the weather must mean 不舒服.
That's it. I started to feel bad on Wednesday, and I've been under the weather ever since. I feel like I'm dying.
That sounds a little ridiculous. You probably just have a cold.
Well, what do you do when you're feeling under the weather?
When I'm under the weather, I always drink lots of hot soup and ginger tea.
I'll try that. I hope it helps.
Alright, so under the weather means you're not feeling well. And it is February right now, and it can be cold outside. And when people get sick, we often like to blame the weather. And I think this is because when it's cold outside, we spend more time indoors, and so it's easier to spread colds and flus and other viruses because we're trying to stay warm inside and we're so close together. But hopefully you're not feeling under the weather out there. Hopefully you're feeling fine. So Lucy says that she's not feeling well, and Lucas responds, and he says, "Now that you mention it, you do look a bit sick. Let's take a break." Okay, so if you're exercising and you don't feel so hot or you don't feel so good, that's what you should do. You should take a break. Take a rest for a while. So Lucas and Lucy stop running and walk to the side of the field. Now, a field is a large, flat area, usually outside and covered with grass. Many sports are played on fields, such as baseball. Players go onto a baseball field. Okay, there are positions in baseball, right field, center field. Those are the players that are way out by themselves in the big area of grass. So they go to the side of the field. They go away from where other people are running to take their rest.
Here's our example sentence for field. The athletes ran up and down the field in an attempt to score points. So the players, maybe they're soccer players, and they're running up and down the field to try to get the ball in the opponent's goal. Back to the article. Lucy says, "I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, I started to feel a bit dizzy." Now, if someone says they're feeling dizzy, it means they have a whirling or spinning sensation or feeling. And a person who tends to be dizzy is likely to fall over. They'll either say, "I'm feeling dizzy," or another way you could say it is, "I'm feeling lightheaded." It just means that you don't feel normal in your head, and it kind of makes you feel sick in your belly.
Now, some people can get dizzy if they are sitting down for a long period of time and then they stand up quickly. Your head feels very light and it's hard to balance and stand up strong. So she's feeling dizzy, and Lucas thinks about this, and he says, maybe it was something you ate today. Okay, so he must believe you are what you eat, and if you eat something bad, it can make you feel sick or dizzy, just like Lucy is right now. And so Lucy responds to this, but what does she say?
She says, I don't think so. I had my typical breakfast of oatmeal and eggs, and I felt fine up until a few minutes ago. So she says the word typical. If something is typical, it means it shows characteristics or does something you expect them to do, or it. For example, if I said, today was a typical day, I'm implying that my day wasn't any different than any other day. So if I go to the office and I say, today was a typical day, it means I did the stuff in the office today that I do almost every other day. It's just a normal day.
So that would mean that when Lucy says her typical breakfast is oatmeal and eggs, that's usually the kind of breakfast she has, okay? She has her oatmeal, which has carbohydrates, which gives you energy. She has eggs, which gives you protein, which makes your muscles and your bones strong, and it helps you think. But, you know, I think she should add maybe some fruits or vegetables. I think that would help her out. In any case, well, Lucas says, in that case, so he's talking about the fact that she had her typical breakfast, nothing strange. She didn't eat a bunch of candy or something like that for breakfast. He says, in that case, I think we should get an expert's opinion. So an expert would be somebody who knows a lot about being dizzy, well, or someone who is very smart and understands the human body and the things that can go wrong with it, maybe a doctor or a nurse. And they want an expert's opinion. So an opinion is what somebody thinks or believes about something, even though it may not be based on fact. So a lot of times when we're talking about movies, well, I saw the movie Iron Man 3, and in my opinion, it was not as good as Iron Man 1. But my friend thought Iron Man 3 was the best. Now, these are not facts. These are just opinions.
Very good. Here's our example for opinion. If you like the movie, you shouldn't let other people's opinions change the way you feel. And that's actually some good advice for life. If you like something, but other people don't, you shouldn't stop liking that thing necessarily. I mean, if you like it, keep liking it. And if other people don't like it, well, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Right. Having opinions and your own opinion is what makes us human. It's what makes us special. It's what makes us different than computers, because computers and robots and things like that are full of facts and information, but they can't really think and feel and have opinions. Well, an opinion, even though it's not fact, if it's from an expert, it might be a pretty good opinion. So when you get an expert's opinion, you can trust it more than just your friend's opinion or some random person's opinion. So Lucy agrees with Lucas's suggestion, and she says, you're right. It's better to be safe than sorry. So we say this expression, better safe than sorry, when we want to do something because it's the smart thing to do. You don't need to take a risk when you're feeling sick. You don't need to keep running. You can do the safe thing, which would be take it easy and perhaps go see a doctor.
That's right. He says, come on, I'll walk you to the nurse's office. Ah, so the expert is the nurse. And Lucy says, okay, let's go.
All right, so Lucas is going to walk her there. And this doesn't mean that he's going to pick her up or anything, or drag her along, pull her with his arm. When you walk somebody to some place, it just means you're walking next to them. He's being a good friend. He wants to make sure she doesn't fall down or get lost. It just shows that he cares about her, and he wants to make sure that she's okay.
That's right. So it ends with another description. It says, Lucy and Lucas head to see the nurse, the school nurse.
All right, and that's what you should do if you're really feeling bad in school. Ask to go see the nurse. Perhaps they could make you feel better. And if you're really sick, you shouldn't be in class because you could make your classmates or your teacher sick. And that would be awful.
Yeah, it definitely would be. I know a good safety precaution is to wear a mask so that you don't get others sick. But that's all for today's article. We're going to go to our For You Chat question next, so stay with us.
For You Chat.
All right, welcome back. All right, here is our For You Chat question for today's article. Jeffrey, have you ever felt sick while exercising? And what did you do?
I have felt sick while exercising probably dozens of times, and I can remember in school we were running a marathon, which is where you run a very long distance, and I started to feel sick in the middle, but so I slowed down and I just started to walk, but in the end I was okay. I think I was just maybe tired, or I didn't eat a very good lunch, which if you're going to exercise, you're going to use a lot of energy, so you need to prepare your body for that. Maybe eat bread, rice, the kinds of foods that give you energy. Carbohydrates is something I mentioned earlier. What are some other good sources of carbohydrates?
Pasta. Mm-hmm. I know that. When I was in track in high school, I ate a lot of pasta the day before I had an event, and it's good. It allows you to have a lot of energy to burn off. But I'm not quite sure what else I would eat for carbohydrates. How about you?
Well, I think a potato or sweet potato can give you lots of energy. Well, getting back to feeling sick while exercising, I can remember another time when I was actually becoming sick. I was coming down with a cold in the middle of my exercise. I was playing some basketball outside, and I started to feel very tired, much more tired than I usually feel. But the problem was I didn't stop. I just kept going because I wanted to finish the game. And I can tell you, that night, I started to feel really bad. So, as they say, you need to listen to your body. If it's telling you to take a break, you really need to do that.
That's right. I know when I used to run a lot, I would get sick, especially if I didn't have a proper meal before running. And my legs would get really sore. I would run until like my legs didn't want to work anymore. So I wasn't listening to my body, which is a big problem.
Yep, you need to eat right, drink plenty of water, and take a rest when you need it. Okay, so please continue the discussion about feeling sick while exercising and what you should do, what you did do. Well, until next time, I am Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Feeling sick at school.
Lucy and Lucas are jogging around the track in gym class.
Come on, Lucy, run faster. You're falling behind.
I'm doing the best I can. Today just isn't my day.
What's the matter?
To be honest, I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Now that you mention it, you do look a bit sick. Let's take a break.
Lucas and Lucy stop running and walk to the side of the field.
I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, I started to feel a bit dizzy.
Maybe it was something you ate today.
I don't think so. I had my typical breakfast of oatmeal and eggs, and I felt fine up until a few minutes ago.
In that case, I think we should get an expert's opinion.
You're right. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Come on, I'll walk you to the nurse's office.
Okay, let's go.
Lucy and Lucas head to see the school nurse.
Vocabulary Review.
Gym. After work, I go to the gym for a couple hours to exercise. Honest. They say that George Washington was an honest person who never told a lie. Field. The athletes went outside and trained for hours on the field next to their school. Dizzy. I feel dizzy from riding in the car, so I need to sit down for a minute. Typical. Noodle soup is a typical dish in many Taiwanese restaurants. Opinion. The TV reporter asked for my opinion of the festival that I attended.